Where does public opinion stand on all of this? Just got a new survey with some pretty striking numbers released by Public Policy Polling earlier this week. And we're joined now on the air by Tom Jensen, the Director of Public Policy Polling. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So we've talked about a number of these trends over the last couple of months, percentage of people that support the impeachment of the president is sky high compared to previous presidents at this time in their administration. Donald Trump's approval ratings have been in the tank since day one. Democrats have led the generic congressional ballot. And this recent survey that just came out this week, all of those numbers are just sort of continuing down that road. And actually, a lot of pretty significant change in terms of Democrats' lead over Republicans in the upcoming House race. The number of people in America who are just not having it with Donald Trump anymore. So let's start with the congressional ballot because we're looking ahead already to the 2018 race. Where do things stand there?
Well, we find that Democrats now have an 11-point lead on the generic congressional ballot, 49-38, and that's up from 6 points a month ago. I think an 11-point lead for Democrats on the generic House ballot is the biggest lead we've ever found on that metric in the whole 7 or 8 years that we've been polling on it. So this is definitely a bit of a high point for Democrats. And one thing they particularly have going for them is that their side is so much more engaged than the Republicans. We asked people how excited they were about voting in the election next year. Among people who said that they were very excited to vote next year, the Democratic lead went up to 27 points at 61-34. Usually what we see in midterm elections is that the Republicans are more excited than the Democrats. But as everything in our current political culture is right now, we're sort of seeing the opposite of the usual trend on that front.
And just to put that number into perspective, an 11-point lead for Democrats, 2010 and 2014 were both really, really big years for Republicans in the congressional elections. What were the generic ballots sort of pre-election looking like for Republicans in those 2 years?
I think it was like Republican plus five or Republican plus six. So this is sort of to a different extent even than that. And Democrats need it to be to a different extent even than that because of the gerrymandering that has occurred across the country. Democrats have to win that generic congressional ballot probably by 8 or 9 points in order to actually get control of the House. And certainly we know in North Carolina better than just about anywhere else how unfair the district lines are in a lot of the biggest states in the country. But at 11 points, you're getting to a place where Democrats really do have a shot to get back control of the House next year.
So what is it that's giving Democrats such a big lead in that number? Is it the scandals involving Trump? Is it health care? Is it a combination? Is it something else?
I think health care really is the biggest piece of it. We asked people generally how they felt about the American Health Care Act. Only 25% of voters support it. 52% are opposed. And then we said, okay, well, if you're a Republican member of Congress voted for the American Health Care Act, would that make you more or less likely to vote for them in the election next year? And people said by a 20-point margin that if their member of Congress voted for the American Health Care Act, that would make them less likely to vote for them next year. So that's a vote that's proving to be very poisonous politically. And, you know, another thing that I think is hurting the Republican brand when it comes to these congressional elections is Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are both so unpopular. We talk all the time about how unpopular Donald Trump is, and that's true, but Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell's unpopularities are actually on a different level. Only 25% of voters approve of Paul Ryan, 59% disapprove. And then with McConnell, only 21% approve, 55% disapprove. There was so much talk in 2010 about how Nancy Pelosi was unpopular and Democrats were going to have a bad election because of that. Well, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are both a lot more unpopular than Nancy Pelosi ever was.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, publicpolicypolling.com is the website if you want to get more numbers from the survey that came out this week. And check out this survey because there's a lot here. We're not going to be able to get to it all, but definitely all of it's worth checking out. So that's where things stand with regard to health care. Let's turn to Russia, President Trump, James Comey, and all of that. Where do Americans stand with regard to this ongoing scandal?
Well, it's really hurting Donald Trump. I mean, on the most straight-up measure of his approval, he has some of the worst numbers we've found for him since he took office. Only 40% of voters approve of the job he's doing, 54% disapprove. But I think the most striking finding from this survey is that we've been asking about impeaching Donald Trump since day one. And on January 25th, when we were polling on impeaching Donald Trump 5 days after he took office, people were like, why are you polling on this? And we said, well, it's going to be relevant someday. And it seems like it didn't actually take that long for that to become a relevant question. So for the first time in our polling, we find now that there are more voters in support of impeachment than against it. 48% say they want to impeach Trump. 41% say they're opposed to the idea of impeachment. Significant buyer's remorse at this point. We asked people if they could do it over again, would they rather have Trump or Hillary Clinton as president? Hillary Clinton wins by 8, 49 to 41. We never had Hillary Clinton up by 8 in a national poll all of last year. I think the max was 6. And then we also asked if people, you know, liked having Trump president or if they wish they could have Obama back. And they said they wish they could have Obama back by 16 points, 55 to 39. So a lot of regrets there. And I definitely think the Russia stuff's hurting him a lot. People oppose the firing of James Comey by 11 points, 48 to 37. But I think what's more notable there is we asked people if they thought that the Russia investigation was the real reason that Comey was fired. 54% said they thought that Comey was fired because of Russia. Only 34% disagreed with that. And I think, you know, one really controversial thing that came out of this story last week was Trump's feeling that the FBI director needed to be loyal to him. Only 23% of voters think that it's the job of the FBI director to be loyal to the president. 66% disagree with that notion. And that's a rare thing where even Trump's own voters split with them. Trump voters say, no, it is not the job of the FBI director to be loyal to the president.
So, again, speaking with Tom Jensen, public policy polling, there's really, when it comes to the question of impeachment, which I still can't quite believe we're to the point where I'm asking this now, but here we are. When it comes to the question of impeachment, there's really kind of two impeachable offenses that President Trump is being at least accused of, or at least there's evidence that he might have done. The one is if the firing of James Comey constituted obstruction of justice, if he thought that James Comey was getting too close to something on the Russia investigation and fired him for that reason. And the other one, the initial one that everyone was talking about in the first place is the thing that Comey was investigating in the first place, which is, okay, we know that illegal activity was committed in the 2016 election. Was there collusion between the Trump administration, or the Trump campaign, rather, and the people who committed that illegal activity? And did Trump know, and when did he know it? The Nixon question. So if it turns out that one is true, that there was collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in this case, or whoever it is that's determined to have committed that illegal activity, what do people think Trump should do?
Well, first of all, we find that the appointment of the special prosecutor that happened yesterday is something that voters are very much behind. 62% support that, only 28% are opposed to it. So the whole Russia story is something that voters very much want to see the government get to the bottom of. And what we found is that if it does turn out that there was collusion between Trump's team and Russia, not even Trump himself, but Trump's team, 54% of voters think that he needs to resign. Only 34% think he should stay in office if that proves to be the case. So it is definitely a situation where there's a lot at stake here for Trump, because voters think that if it turns out that his people were working with Russia, he needs to go. And one thing that we found on this poll that I thought was an interesting metric, sort of showing the extent to which concern about Russian involvement is on the increase. We now find that 60% of voters think that Russia wanted Donald Trump to win the election. That was a number that before the events of the last week or two, we had only found to be in the 50s. So I think you're seeing increasing belief from Americans that there maybe was something awry.
So we've looked at Russia, we've looked at healthcare, we looked at the 2018 election, which is upcoming. What about 2020? Assuming Donald Trump is still on the ballot as the Republican candidate, how does he match up against potential Democrats?
Well, we find that he trails all the potential Democrats we tested. The strongest ones are Joe Biden, who leads Trump by 14 at 54 to 40, and Bernie Sanders, who leads Trump by 13 at 52 to 39. And one thing that was really noteworthy within those numbers is that 14 or 15% of Trump voters in each of those matchups said that they would abandon Trump to go to Biden or Sanders. So there's a lot of people who voted for Trump who actually are now sort of more open to the possibility of jumping off the ship than there had been previously. We also found him trailing Elizabeth Warren by 10, 49-39, trailing Al Franken by 8, 46-38, and trailing Cory Booker by 7, 46-39. After we had our celebrity president and Trump, you now have these other celebrities talking about potentially running. So we found a couple months ago that Oprah would beat Trump, and then we found on this survey that The Rock would beat Trump by 5 points, 42 to 37. So Trump's basically right now losing to pretty much anybody we put up against him. When we pulled The Rock, the specific Rock, Dwayne Johnson, we had a fair number of people on Twitter say, well, you should have pulled a Rock, any Rock, and seeing how they pull against Donald Trump, and he'd probably be trailing them too. You know, that may be an idea for a future survey.
That would be pretty good. All right. Publicpolicypolling.com is the website. Get more information there. Tom, before we let you go, I know we got a big baseball series coming up beginning tonight, UNC versus Duke, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Tar Heels on a roll, looking ahead to the ACC tournament and the NCAAs beyond. How are the Tar Heels doing heading into this weekend?
Well, clinched the division last weekend with 5 games left in the regular season, which is pretty remarkable. I don't remember us ever coming into the final ACC weekend in quite so solid a position to get one of those top 8 national seeds that basically ensure that you host all the way to Omaha. I really think that even if UNC just won 1 game against Duke this weekend, they'd probably still hold that solid national seed standing. But they have a chance to do something they've never done before, which is win all 10 of their ACC series if they can actually get 2 games against Duke this weekend. So that would be a remarkable accomplishment. And I think that if the Tar Heels do win the series against Duke this weekend, they put themselves into a situation where they can go to the ACC tournament in Louisville and lose both of their games and still be in perfectly good position for the postseason. So that's a good place to be as we wind down the regular season.
Head to Bosch Amber Stadium tonight at 6 p.m. for Game 1. Game 2 is tomorrow. Game 3 is Saturday. You'll be there with Tom and a lot of other Tar Heel fans cheering on the Heels in their final regular season series this year, taking on Duke. Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.